So just to end with one final short ara that I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky. So he told me something beautiful. He said that we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ma hoye bechelkei shal Yehuda harabayis halishkeis va'azores. Ma hoye bechelkei shal Binyamin ulam veheichal ubeis kotshei hakedoshim." The Gemara, at the very, very end of Masechta Sukkah, this is literally the Hadron of Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbana Maisa, there was a story with Miriam Bas Bilga. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. There was a story with Miriam, who was Bas Bilga. Actually, says she came from the Mishmar of Bilga. There were 24 Mishmars. One of them was Bilga. She came from the Mishmar of Bilga. Shehimira Dasa. And she was Hemira Dasa, Rachmana Litzlan. She left the Yiddish Aveg. V'holcha v'nissus l'sardiyot echad mi'malcha Yevanim. And she married a high-ranking official from the Yevanim. K'shenichlesu Yevanim l'heichel. When the Yevanim entered the Heichel. And when did this happen? Rashi says, b'imei matisyo ben Yoichanan. Literally, the Nusach of the Alanisan. This happened in the times of Chanukah. Hoysa meva'etah. So this Miriam Bas Bilga walked into the Beis HaMikdash, and she started kicking Besandla Gabi Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach. The Umrah, and she said, Lucas, Lucas, this is what she said, Lucas, Lucas, Ad Masayata Mechalam Amoinim Shal Yisrael. He said, what are you doing? You're being Mechalam Amoinim Shal Yisrael. Right, what did she mean? She meant every day the Jews bring all these karbonis and all these animal sacrifices, and it's a shod Yiddish Agel, nothing comes from it. This is what she's saying. She is Himiridasa. And literally, you're destroying, you're just wiping out the whole Jewish economy by taking all their money. And not just that, and look right now, look what's going on. The Yevanim were coming, were ransacking the entire Heichel, and Ayik Vurasa, Ayin Neirosav, right? Like Yirmiyahu and Daniel said. Look at this, it's a hefkevel. So here you go, all you do is you take all the money, they bring all these karbanis and tachlis. When they need you, so don't garnish. This is what she said. Chamim heard what Miriam Bas Bilga did. They punished not just Miriam Bas Bilga, but they punished her entire mishmar. And kavu es taba'asa, they took the tabas, right? Every mishmar would have rings that were on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. They took away her ring, v'sasma es chalayna, and she lost her kabi, v'yeshayimim, and some say it's a whole different, but either way, this is what the Gemara says, that Miriam Bas Bilga, she was a miradasa, she marries this Greek official, and when the Yevanim entered the Heichel, she went together with them, and she's kicking at the Mizbeach, right? She's like, mamish, prancing on it, showing how right she is and for being Hemedasa. And she said, Lucas, Lucas, Ad Masayata Mechalim Amoinim Shal Yisrov, Yato Imed Aleim Shazaka. So, what did she mean when she said, Lucas, Lucas? Well, we've all heard this. If you ever heard of Siyam HaMasech Tesuki, you've heard the words Lucas, Lucas. Basha, what's meant Lucas, right? Lucas, you usually think of, I don't know, L U C A S is Lucas. Vukum Tarayan Lucas, what's Lamed Vav Kuf Vav Samach? So, Rashi says, Lucas is a Zev, it's a wolf. Balashin Yavani. That's what it is. It's a Zev Balashin Yavani. But really, it's a Medrash Pliya. So what? What does this have to do with why Miriam Bas Bilga said, Lucas, Lucas? So Levi Tainet, and maybe the Pshat is, and this is probably Emes, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, Binyamin, Ze'ev Yitraf. He's a wolf that chaps. Baboiker Yoichal Ad. In the morning he eats, Ula Erev Yechalik Shalom. And then in the evening he goes and he divides his shalom. The Targum Yoinasin, and really it's a Mefurish, a Medrash as well. It's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayechi on this Pasuk. Rab Pinchas Pasuk Karyeh B'Mizbeach. Rab Pinchas said that what the Pasuk is referring to is the Mizbeach. Ma hazev hazeh choytev. Just like the wolf is choytev, a wolf doesn't just eat its prey, it snatches its prey. Kach hoya Mizbeach choytev as a karbonis. The Mizbeach used to be choytev, the karbonis as well. Shenemar, as it says, Baboiker yoichel ad. Esakeves echa tasa baboiker. Ula erev yichalik sholov, esakeves hasheni tasa ben rabbayim. Binyamin is a ze'ev. What does it have to do with a zev? Because the Mizbeach was Bechelkei Shal Binyamin. And the Mizbeach was a wolf. What does Mizbeach have to do with a wolf? Because Ma HaZev HaZeh Choytev, just like the wolf chaps, Kach Hoya Mizbeach Choytev as a Karbonis. The Mizbeach used to chap the Karbonis. It used to take the Keves Echad Baboiker, and it would take the Keves HaSheni Tas Ben Arbayim. When the Yidin put Karbonis on the Mizbeach, the Pasuk refers to it as a Zev Yitrov. That's what the Targum Yoinasin says on the Pasuk, Binyamim Zev Yitrov, and that's what the Medrash Rabbah says, Rab Pinchas Pasach Karyeh B'Mizbeach. But I'll upon him, the Mizbeach was Bechelkei Shal Hu, it was Bechelkei Shal Binyamin. Binyamin was a zev, he was a wolf. In fact, the pasuk, the Heilige Torah, compares the Mizbeach to a zev, to a wolf. Miriam Bas Bilga comes into the Beis HaMikdash and she wants to embarrass, the Mizbeach. So she started screaming, Lukus, Lukus, Ad Masayata Mechalam Amoinim Shal Yisrael, V'yata Oimed Aleim B'Shasachak. Zok Rashi, Lukus, Lukus, Hu Ze'ev B'losh in Yavoni. What does the Mizbeach have to do with a wolf? And why is she screaming, Lukus, Lukus, in this seeming derogatory play on words? What was she trying to say? The Teretz says, because in Chazal's Mesoira, the Mizbeach is very much a wolf. Binyamim Ze'ev Yitrof, Ma Hazev Azeh Choytev, Kach Hoya Mizbeach, Choytev Es HaKarbonis, L'chura, a little bit of insight into Miriam Bas Bilga and where she was coming from when she referred to the Mizbeach as Lukus, Lukus.